path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
What is it that happened in your life that always manages to come back and haunt you? Has there been something that you said or you did or didn't do and that you regret it? Or at least you wish it had been handled differently? Do you remember something that happened years ago and it pops up out of the blue and brings you to your knees? If you find yourself back in that place of pain when you thought you'd put it to rest, then consider if you can't destroy it, then today, let's learn how to diffuse it, or at least artfully dodge it. Hi, this is Cheryl Maloney, and I really appreciate you being here with me today. I've talked in this last year about dealing with the worst life has to offer, and if you missed that 8-part series, you can listen on demand on my show page here on Empower Radio. But today's show is, we're not going to talk about dealing with the worst life has to offer, but with rather the memories and experiences that have the ability to bring you to tears or to anger without warning or provocation. So here's a few examples that I know you can relate to in some way, shape, or form. A song comes on the radio, and that was your song. You know, the one you and your husband danced to, or the one that was playing when you fell in love. Or perhaps there is a song on the radio that makes you think about what could have been and isn't. It doesn't matter if, like me, your spouse has died or you're divorced or it's a love from years gone by. I know that I can sit here and every time I hear Jerry Rafferty's Right Down the Line or Garth Brooks' To Make You Feel My Love, I could end up in a puddle on the floor. Didn't expect the songs to come on, but yet I find myself back in a place of pain. Or maybe you had a relationship that was happy and you guys, you just went your separate ways. You went to one college, he went to another. You moved to one city, he stayed where he was. And you sit there and think about what could have been and you hear a song that reminds you of that person. When these things happen, it just brings back the memories that are painful. Or maybe you had a really bad job. You know, one of those jobs that you just wanted to tell the boss to take this job and shove it. And you hear something or, you know, something he used to say or she used to say, and all of a sudden you are back in that place of being angry with that boss. What about the time when you had a painful experience and even though you thought it was long past, it comes back into your thoughts and you find yourself angry again? This is what we're talking about today. These are events that are in your past. And whether that past was a day ago or a month ago or years or decades ago, there is something that will pop up when you hear a song, a trigger. You have some type of trigger. Something someone says that sounds just like what whoever said way back when you got sad or angry or frustrated, and you find yourself reliving that memory. Now, I know with my husband being passed, there are a lot of things that went on in our 36 years of marriage. And like any other marriage, there were good times and there were bad times. And I can find myself, even now, when one of these triggers will come up, getting angry again, or getting sad again, or just finding myself in a heap on the floor. When we experience these things, we're making a choice to feel the way that we do. The pain that we suffered back when this happened is long over. And this is a really important concept to understand. If someone cheated on you, if someone took your money, if someone promised you something and then never lived up to their promise, whenever that happened was when they caused you pain. As you sit there right now and think about it and feel those feelings all over again, It's a choice that you make. And while it may not be an easy choice now to say, I'm not going to think about it, because it haunts you and it comes up and comes up and comes up. Once you think about it, it sticks in your mind. You know how that goes. But when you choose to remember it, when you choose to suffer the anger, the pain, the frustration all over again, you're giving that situation power that it hasn't had for a long period of time. So maybe it's a person that you're really angry with. Here's an example from my own life. I had friends that, when Jack was as sick as he was, promised me that they would always be here for me. And then Jack died. They didn't even want to come to the funeral. And I understand that there are people that have a hard time with funerals and those kind of things, and that's okay. But once my husband died, they never showed up in my life again. And these were people that Jack and I socialized with all the time. And I get angry every time I think about the fact that they wouldn't even return my calls. Or if I stopped by their house because it was close by, it was pretty obvious that I was in imposition on their time. And I get angry to think about your so-called friends, where are you now? Now, you've probably got someone in your life like that too. This has been gone for years, gone and over for years, but you think about it, comes back and it brings you to that state of anger again. I know it does for me. And what I realized was, first of all, they probably don't even realize it or don't care. And that's one thing that's important. When you get angry over something someone said or did way back when, it doesn't come into their frame of mind at all, more than likely. You're the only one feeling the pain. Now, I know that you have heard this phrase before, and that's that getting angry with someone who doesn't even think about you. Getting angry is like drinking poison. You're the one that suffers, not them. And that's not what you want to be doing. Today is about stopping that suffering. So what I want to talk about is, what do you do when these type of situations come up and it pops into your memory and you just feel like your day is ruined? The good day that we thought we were going to have all of a sudden is buried under this pall. And as stupid as we may think feeling this way is, it's not easy to turn that tide. Once the wave crashes over our head, it's going to drop us to our knees. So the easiest simple step that exists, if you hear a song on the radio, turn the channel. I mean, that one sounds absolutely simple, except sometimes we get hooked and don't want to turn it off. I don't know about you, but if you can pull yourself out of that place, it's an opportunity to change your mood 180 degrees. So for example, if you've got this feeling and now you're angry again, or you're frustrated, or you're sad, and you turned off that radio station, but it's still sticking in your head, you don't want it to be there, well then find a new station, or go and listen to something on Pandora or Empower Radio that gives you this sense of fun and lightness and inspiration. For me, I'll go turn on rock music, something that is just rowdy and crazy. And whether you're home alone or you're out in the car, sing to it. Sing to the music, bounce to it, dance to it if you're at home. Put all of your energy into feeling good about the song you're listening to. So you've now transferred from listening to that sad song that made you cry or made you feel really bad to something completely opposite. Rowdy, fun, something that you've always enjoy. For me, it's, okay, rock music from when I was younger. And I can spend any amount of time listening to music, dancing. Of course, I live at home, so nobody gets to see that, thank heavens. But do that for two or three songs, because you're going to find out that as you sing and dance and just divert yourself, you're literally transferring or shifting your attention to something that makes you feel good. And it's important that it be something that takes all of your attention. So you could sit there and watch a television program, but if it's one you don't care about, your mind's going to go back to that thought that brought you down anyhow. So maybe instead of music, you've got a show or a book that you know you really get into the plot line. Jack used to joke with me, if I was reading a book, I didn't even know he was there. And there was a time in my life that was true. Maybe you have a book or a television show or a movie that grabs your attention and that diverts it away from what you were feeling that made you feel so sad. Again, it is about distraction. It is about diversion. All these things that happened in your past, and there is a whole school of thought that says, well, if you don't deal with that, it's always going to come back to haunt you. But in this case, this isn't life or death. This is something that bothers us because it's unfinished and maybe can't ever be finished. I know the things that I get into with an ex-boss or my husband or, you know, old friends, I can't finish those things. They're just memories that haunt me. So why not distract yourself? Divert your attention to something that is fun, that's energetic, that will draw you in. Because then you're not thinking about the pain and the sorrow. You're getting tied up in listening to the music or the plot line, whatever the case may be. There's nothing wrong with diverting your attention away from what causes you pain. Now, when I talked on my 8-part show that we did about the worst life has to offer, there are different reasons for diverting yourself for short periods of time. We're talking about situations here that aren't life-ending. They're not life-changing. They are not the worst life has to offer. They're not even important now. They're just memories that you deal with. So diverting your attention, transferring that mindset to something else is the best thing you can do. You don't have to deal with everything. And you don't need to spend your time dealing and trying to resolve things that you know aren't really important enough to spend your time on, but they still bother you. When you remember these kinds of memories, the remembrance of this doesn't always have a good purpose. They're ones that make you angry or sad, and you don't want to be that way. So this isn't sitting there and thinking about that love lost and how much you miss it. These are things that don't matter in your life anymore. So I want to make sure that concept is very much distinguished. These thoughts that pop into your brain are not important to you anymore. They're memories that come back to haunt you for whatever reason, but they're not important to your life now. I bring this up because there's a belief that if you don't deal with these emotions, they come back to haunt you. But these have nothing to do with the daily part of your life or unresolved issues. They're just things that happen that still bother you at times. I know I had a teacher years ago. I could talk to him about absolutely anything. And then one day in the middle of conversation, he got up and walked away. And he never came back. And I was all of 18 at that time, and it made a big impression on me. Now, if that thought comes back into my head now at age 62, it serves no purpose whatsoever. Those are the kind of things that we're talking about. There isn't something I care about. It's not something I have to deal with. It is what it was. It's meaningless in my life. And now, mostly because I'm older, I do see things differently. But still, things will pop up into our life. So I want to make sure it's really important we distinguish between these are not life and death circumstances. These aren't unresolved issues that you have to deal with right now. These are distant memories that still come back to haunt you. I know that I can still get anger over this situation that happened back in, when I was 18. And, you know, perhaps you have a friend that hurt you years ago and they never apologized, but you both moved on and it never came up again. Perhaps it was someone who didn't like your boyfriend, who's now your husband. And that offhand comment she may have made still bothers you. When you think about it, when it pops into your memory, it still bothers you. And while the thought may come without provocation at all, it is your choice to entertain it or to dismiss it. So if we entertain this thought, we're feeling unnecessary pain. And I know that when a painful memory comes into your thoughts, the simple thought, the simple step to diffuse it is to stop at that moment and say it out loud. If you're alone, I wouldn't necessarily do this in public. So something like, and this is, you know, if you can't dance it out, so to speak, just stop and repeat what's coming into your mind. Just say it out loud. Sarah made me angry when she said John spent too much time with his hobbies and not enough time with me. That was the statement. It was kind of offhand, and you just have voiced it out. So you've moved it out of your head and you've used words to just put it out there. But what I want you to do is make a statement that follows that, that feels better to you. And it might be something like this. So Sarah made me angry when she said John spent too much time with his hobbies and not a tough time with me. I admire John for being passionate about hiking. We've done so much together, and sometimes he wants to go with his serious hiking buddies. I don't want to go on some of those hikes, and I'm glad he has friends to share those interests. When you add that second statement, you put a positive spin on how you feel about it. Not how Sarah felt about it, not how your friend felt about it, but how you feel about it. Now, I will say, if there's something that bothers you about this, that's an issue you have to deal with. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about these offhanded comments or statements or issues that popped up that don't really matter anymore, but you still think about them. So in this case, you are literally going to shift that thought of what she said to you to how you feel about it, because this is all about how you feel. Sarah's probably forgotten it. Sarah may not have even remembered saying it in the first place, depending on where you were at the time. And another thing to consider is if you and Sarah are still friends, if this person is still your friend and you're now married and she sees how happy you are, she knows. But what's important is that you know. And when you shift the focus from that offhanded comment to how you feel about it, you feel better. And you let it go because you know it's how you truly feel. And once you put it out there because you're saying it out loud to yourself, you realize that the issue is closed for you because you know in this case, you feel better about the relationship or whatever the situation has to be. So again, I can't stress enough, these are things that pop into your head that don't matter in the scheme of things, but they still bother you. Everyone in this life has issues or memories and things that come up that bother us. That doesn't mean we can do anything about them. Doesn't mean we even want to do anything about them. But the human mind is filled with memories and thoughts. And they come out at times when we least expect them. And sometimes you could sit there and say to yourself, oh my God, why is that coming into my mind? That is years gone past. You know, if you and your boyfriend or girlfriend, husband, wife, had issues back when you first started dating and you were 18 or 20 or 21 and something happened that really just ticked you off and now you're 30 or 40 or 50, you're in a different place in your life. You've matured a lot, and experience has taken you into a different place. If we all knew at our ages now, if we all knew back when we were young what we know at our ages now, we would have done things differently. I remember I had an old boyfriend, and I, you know, we went our separate ways after college, and it was never a big deal. It is what it is. And out of the blue, now I hadn't seen this person since I was 22 or 23. And when I was 55, I got an email from him, and I won't even tell you how I found my email, because that's a whole other funny story. But he wrote to me and he said, "I want to apologize for how I treated you when we were together." That was something he felt was unresolved. My response was, we were 18. We didn't know anything about life and love back at that age. So there, you know, if you want forgiveness, I'm happy to give it to you, but you sure don't need it, because whatever was bothering him never crossed my mind. So when you think about it, when you think about what someone else has done to you or said to you, it probably doesn't affect them, has nothing to do with them. It has to do with why it is stuck in your head. So when you come to these things that pop into your head, and you ask yourself, is this really important in my life? And you're going, no, not really. I'm not sure why I'm thinking this way. And you feel yourself getting angry or upset. First, try that diversion. Put on the music, dance to it, sing to it. Get yourself in a place where you're feeling happy and joyful, and the things that you love to do, or find that book or that movie that just enthralls you. Divert your attention away from what has caused you pain. That's your first step. And that's truly such an easy, simple step. It's almost too easy. But when we go through stresses, we don't always think about what's easy. We sometimes don't think at all. And then, of course, the second option is you're looking at these things and, you know, something someone has said, and this is particularly important, somebody who's made an offhand comment that's coming back to haunt you again. I want you to say why that bothers you. Just say out loud, this bothers me because Sarah said, and just get it out there and follow it up with that statement about how you feel about right now, the relationship or your financial situation, whatever it is, how you feel is more important than what anybody else said. And I know you understand that what someone else thinks is none of your business, because that's from where they come from. That's from their perspective, their life and their experience, and yours is very different. So it's truly important to shift everything to this place where you talk about or you think about how you feel about it, because you feel so much better than what they may have said way back when. Now, I know that I can't stress this enough, but as we look at these thoughts that come back to us, and again, these are those errant thoughts that have the ability to bring us to tears or anger or frustration, it's important to remember that there was a day or a month or a year way back when this happened, but what you're feeling right now is your choice, and you can stop it. You can derail the thought. You can distract yourself. You can diffuse it. Because that's what's best for you. Has nothing to do with another person or another situation. It's another example. I was walking along a street and came up to a crosswalk, and a car came up and rode right through that crosswalk and stopped at a red light. And he was on his cell phone and he's just jabbering away. And I looked in the window and said, "Be really nice if you'd given me the space to use the crosswalk." And there was a girlfriend in the car. I said, "Just walk in front of us." And I got really angry for that. And it stuck with me for a while. And then I just decided that I was going to distract myself. I don't know what was going on in those people's lives, but you know what? It's not something that is important right now. And these things are not important to you right now. So I want you to do whatever you can that makes you feel better, whether it's dancing or singing or reading a good book or talking about how you feel right now. That's what will get you past those things that just pop into your memory when you really don't care about them anymore. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. Thank you so much for being here with me. And I hope your next week is one of positive thoughts and simple steps. Have a great week.